Politics as Trench Warfare Has Relieved the Democrats of the Burden of Thought. Those are the words of Daniel Henninger, writer for the Wall Street Journal, commenting on the Brett Kavanaugh hearings and the state of our politics in Washington, D.C. Can you believe what the Democrats are doing to this poor man, a good, good man, Brett Kavanaugh? Henninger goes on to say as follows. Rather than try to argue or win public issues on substance, the Democrats have become a party that seems to think it can win with muscle alone. Muscle alone. I think it is a point extremely well made by Henninger. What do you think? Indeed, in so many ways, the politics of we the people has indeed become much like trench warfare, and so little really gets done. It appears to me, as well as millions of others, that the way the Democrats conduct their politics in Washington has indeed relieved this once great party of the burden of thought, and of course dialogue. We really do hear no discussion, no positioning, no rationale on the part of the Democrats as to what they stand for. Do you know? I don't know anything about their party politics, their policies, their platforms, and what the Democrats they have nominated and hope will be elected themselves, senators and congresspersons, believe or stand for. Do you? Boy, if you do, let me know. You really hear next to nothing about that. In fact, to me, it's not at all clear who the leaders of the Democratic Party are. In the Senate, of course, there is Chuck Schumer, senator from New York, leader of the Democrats in the Senate, and in the House there is Nancy Pelosi, the leader of the Democrats in the House. Both are shrill, argumentative, attack-oriented, and aggressive, and really do very little more than attack President Trump, the Republican Party, his administration, his nominations, and his presidential actions. But again, I ask, what do Democrats stand for? We know what they're against. They're very clear and shrill and aggressive about that. But what do they stand for? What type and kind of legislation do they put forth? Have they ever attempted to negotiate with the Republican majorities on one matter of substance? Have they? Have they ever asked for any kind of dialogue or conversations with President Trump rather than simply one aggressive and brutal and often unfair attack on this man after another? Again, what do they believe? What do they stand for? And as a result, I wonder how any thoughtful, rational American can vote for a Democrat. It seems to me that the bottom line of everything the Democrats do is the hunt for power. That party will do anything to get back in power and run America. Oh, and I, for one, hope it doesn't happen. Oh, I sure do. I hope it doesn't happen in November 2018. And so I ask again, how will you vote? How will you vote and for whom? And who is the leader of the Democratic Party? If not Schumer and Pelosi, is it the presidential wannabes like Senator Booker from New Jersey, or Harris from California, or Feinstein from California, or Maxine Waters, oh, God forbid, from California, or Bernie Sanders from Vermont, or perhaps an emerging Joe Biden, or, of all things, a return of Hillary Clinton and her husband? Who is the leader, the spokesperson of the Democratic Party? Who? And what does he or she stand for, other than, of course, against Donald Trump, and other than attack the Republicans? Again, I have no idea what this party stands for. Do you? Maybe more taxes, more debt, more social welfare, but what exactly do they stand for? And would you vote for a Democrat under these circumstances, would you? Daniel Henninger of the Wall Street Journal goes on to say that the Democratic Party is the party of resistance. Resistance. This, he says, is what Democrats have become. Resistors. That, he says, is usually a tactic used by the opposition in revolutions. And, says Henninger, that is precisely the argument made by the left, i.e. the Democrats, to justify its actions against this presidency. And all of that since November 8, 2016. Daniel Henninger says that with regard to the tactics, the guttural trench warfare tactics of the Democrats, that for them as a party, his words, anything goes. Anything goes, anything. And are we the people ever dealing with anything from this apparently rabid attack machine? I personally find it demeaning, don't you? Even disgusting, demoralizing, for it does nothing but demean our great country and we the people. But for the Democrats, it is all about power, their version of power, their control of power, and it matters not what we the people want or need or what is right for our country as a whole. It is all about power. By the way, do you intend to vote for a Democrat in 2018? If so, get ready for the newly elected to rev up the political attack machine. And the very first thing the Democrats would do if they regained control of the House of Representatives would be to begin impeachment proceedings against President Trump. You've heard about that, I'm sure. You, my fellow Americans, and I can be ready for a circus, a sideshow, politically and morally degrading for two full years, as these vicious men and women, operating with the power we have given them, go after this president. Even if President Donald Trump is in fact impeached after a brutal trial, there is virtually no chance whatsoever that he will be removed from office, for it is impossible by the numbers for the right number of senators to vote for impeachment after trial by the House of Representatives. It's mathematically impossible. But impeachment proceedings may happen, and to the disgrace and demoralizing of America if the Democrats regain control of the House. What a sad day for our country. What a sad, sad day. And one of the pet peeves of the Democrats is hate speech. But my friends, my fellow Americans, if you listen to the Democrats today, you are hearing example after example of real hate speech. It's just simply unbelievable, some of the rhetoric. It is vicious, political hatred, and it has been months and months before we the people have been able to hear any kind of rational dialogue from Washington, D.C. There is anger everywhere. There's no discussion. Politicians scream and yell, and the louder the better. Perhaps they do so that they are not disagreed with, so that they do not have to engage in real dialogue or rationally defend their ideas and positions. But, again, we the people suffer. For example, there is no rational dialogue about Obamacare. Medical costs spiral out of control, and there is discontent everywhere, so it seems, with all things medical in America. But there is no discussion, no possibilities for change or for improvement, nor is there any real caring about the medical needs of we the people. The problem will never be solved because of Washington anger, which in my view is fostered by the Democrats much more so than the Republicans. What do you think? And will you vote for a Democrat or anyone loud and shrill and aggressive and angry in 2018, given this state of affairs, will you? If you do, then get ready for much more of this to come. We face from Democrats, as one writer stated, the let-loose-and-run-away loser mentality. Loser mentality. Democrats, says this writer, continue to stew, really boil over because of the loss of the presidency in 2016. They continue to find it hard to believe, much less accept. So that, rather than build a new trust with the American people, present alternatives including new and better political ideas, the Democrats have reverted to attack and aggression and hate speech, speech that is vicious, often vile, and in so many cases untrue or unproven. But then again, we live, as President Obama told us in 2009, in the new world era of post-truth. Post-truth. Truth and facts as events actually happen don't really matter. It is what aids and abets an ultimate objective. That and only that matters. So that, as Daniel Henninger of the Wall Street Journal said about the Democrats in the world of politics, anything goes. Anything. And are we the people ever seeing an unbelievable boatload of anything? So I ask again, what is a Democrat? What does a Democrat believe? What, in fact, is a Democrat political policy and platform? Lay it out there. And will the Democrats in 2018, with only approximately 1 month to go, lay out that platform and policy for we the people to understand? Or will they simply hope to be elected and reelected on the basis of all things anti-Trump? Boy, I hope not, but I'm fairly sure it's going to happen. You know, my fellow Americans, our great country needs a two-party system. Two parties, viable, discussing, disagreeing, debating, thinking about the issues that confront us, we the people, thinking about us and the world at large. We need two parties which respect us, the voters, parties which will appeal to us rationally and know that the reason they are elected or are in office is because we the people put them there, and they will respect us and do what they promise. Do what they promise. They are our representatives. They can no longer function by telling us one thing, anything, to get elected and then get to Washington and do whatever they want. That day should be long over, long over. And if we the people don't step up in November and every election beyond and take back our country and vote for those individuals who will politically do what they say and what we want, that will be the end of our great country and our great democracy. And it'll be the end of our future. Oh, I sincerely hope and pray, my fellow Americans, that you will not let that happen in November, that you will vote for people who really love America, who will stand for what is right and do what is right for us. Will you vote that way? Will you really think through carefully what America has become and what it will be after November 2018 as a result of the people you and I elect? I hope and pray you have, for the sake of your children. More than ever, America needs informed, caring, right-thinking Americans voting right. America needs you now more than ever at the voting booth in November. Will you be there and will you vote right?